It is 5 o'clock. Good morning. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The time is 5, as we mentioned, and we're at 59 degrees with a pretty thick fog this morning. It's time for a news update.
ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu.
I will fight these injustices with every ounce of my strength. In my spirit.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams Wednesday after a federal grand jury indicted him on charges that for now remain sealed.
If I'm charged, I know I am innocent. I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth.
Adams expected in court next week. Hurricane Helene still south of Tampa. Category 1 storm blowing at 90 miles an hour now, but is expected to intensify rapidly into perhaps a Category 4 by the time it makes landfall in Florida's Big Bend region tonight. Alan Thompson pleaded guilty in Raleigh, North Carolina, to improperly storing a handgun that, say, authorities was found on his then 15-year-old son Austin after a mass shooting in 2022 that left 5 people dead. The judge sentenced the elder Thompson to 45 days suspended and a year unsupervised probation. This is ABC. Federal prosecutors made good on their promise to bring additional charges against the accused would-be assassin of Trump.
A new federal grand jury indictment now charges Ryan Ruth with attempted assassination of a presidential candidate. It carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. By random chance, the case has been assigned to Judge Eileen Cannon, the same judge who had been presiding over Trump's classified documents case until she dismissed it on constitutional grounds back in July. The same Justice Department that's appealing her ruling in that case is now pursuing the attempted assassination charge against Ruth.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington. Death by misadventure at Devil's Tower. Stuart Philip Porter of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, died Sunday while rappelling down the geological formation in Wyoming, leaving his unharmed partner stranded without a rope until rescuers got there. Porter's was the 7th climbing fatality in the 118-year history of the National Monument. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's your WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to get into your dream home.
A high near 80 today with lots of sunshine and warm conditions. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 50. Friday, sunshine to partly cloudy and warm, a high of 80. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low of 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy, a high of 78. Partly sunny Sunday and 78 degrees. Yesterday's high here at the studios was 78. This morning, the air is calm. There is a little fog out there today. And after an early reading this morning of, 59. It's 59. The temperature has been the same since midnight. That's a look at weather today on a Thursday, September 26th. It is time for WRCO to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rockets' red flare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner
angel. I've been humbled by the glory and the power of His love. When I've stumbled and I've fallen, He's been there to pick me up. In the face of all temptation, been the strength to stand my ground. Wrapped in His sweet salvation, I know I'm glory bound. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven, one step at a time. I've cried tears of jealous sorrow, I have tasted bitter wine, lost faith in my tomorrows, and I've cursed the hands of time. I've wandered through the darkness, surrendered to my doubts. I've been so close to hell, I could hear the devil shout. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven. Clouds have parted, and I lie face to face with death. I won't fear the darkness in the grasp of my last breath. I'll climb that mighty stairway that leads to heaven's gate. The surrender of my soul will be my final leap of faith. I'm a man, I'm not an angel. Oh, I've got no wings to fly, but I'll make it up to heaven.
Buddy Jewel, we start the day in a positive way, one step at a time. That's all you can do. Before that, our national anthem performed by Alabama. Hello, friends. It's time for a Thursday morning Light in the Milk House show. Today, September 26th, the month is flying by. And if you didn't have a calendar, you wouldn't know it, the way we've had some summer-like weather. Although the mornings have felt like fall, we're headed toward that near 80-degree mark today. Somebody told me that they had been putting away their summer clothes, and I said, why? Better keep a few out anyway. Right now, we're at 47 degrees here at WRCO Radio. The temperature actually kind of flip-flopped back and forth. I'm not sure our thermometer was working initially because it said it was 59. It couldn't have dropped 12 degrees in just a few minutes, but right now looks like 47 is where we're at. So that feels a little bit more like it today. And as we mentioned earlier, some fog out there to deal with a little bit. Sometimes it comes and goes pretty quickly, though, this time of year. We have some things to tell you about. We'll check sports in a few minutes. The Brewers suffered a loss last night, a good game, but a 2-1 defeat at the hands of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It's looking more and more like the Brewers will have to play in that first round of the playoffs and possibly a wild card team, and we'll see how that goes. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the Phillies clinched the bye, at least one of the two byes, in a win yesterday. So we'll have more details when we check sports. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Everybody knows you've been stepping on my toes, and I'm getting pretty tired of it. You keep a stepping out of line and a messing with my mind. If you had any sense, you'd quit. Ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
working every day. All you wanna do is play. I'm tired of staying out all night. I'm a coming running food from your funny little moods. Now, honey, maybe that ain't right. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, you said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. My clothes, nearly everybody knows that you're still just a putting me on. When I start a walking, gonna hear you start a squawking, and I'm begging me to come back home. Cause ever since you were a little bitty teeny girl, said I was the only man in this whole world. Now you better do some thinking, then you'll find you got the only daddy that'll walk the line. You got the only daddy that'll walk the line.
Susan Ray on the Mel Cow Show, Wheel of Fortune, 5:15 the time on a Thursday. St. Barnabas Parish in Mazamania will host its Holy Cross Estate Sale. That's today from 8 until 6. Tomorrow, 8 until 5. Saturday from 8 until noon. Pre-registration is required if you'd like to attend the Alumni Association from UW-Richland Fall Brunch, celebrating that at the Phoenix Center coming up Saturday, October 5th. Today is the deadline, and you can register by phone at 608-489-3629 or email fairladykkg@yahoo.com. A Walk with Grace Euchre Tournament fundraiser will be held Friday at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center. Sign-in begins at 5:30. Play starts at 6:30. The entry fee of $5 and nickel bumps will be donated to Grace. Food and door prizes will be available for players. Any questions, contact 608-604-5597. And coming up, a fun weekend in Boaz this weekend. The Boaz Saddle Club has an event at 7 Friday night. Saturday, there is a pull at 10, and there will also be lots of other activities, raising money for Don Maley. The day will end with Boaz's Fall Parade at 1. Parade lineup will be at noon. That's all on Saturday. Hot time in Boaz this weekend.
Sitting in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. Looking out the window at the miles of history. Somewhere in the skyline is the Capitol Dome and the White House that just a few men have called home. Paintings by the masters hanging on its wall. Words of the greatest still ringing in its halls. Antiques and heirlooms from another century. Statues and monuments just waiting there for me. And today I saw the first airplane that flew. Saw a dinosaur in a space module. Washington's monument and marvel at the view. But even here there's nothing as original as you. So play it for theater and let me tell you this. The Pentagon is something no one should ever miss. Saw Jefferson's memorial and I saw. I don't think there was one thing I missed seeing except you. Cause today I saw the first airplane that flew. Touched a moon rock and saw a senator at the zoo. Got lost seven times on Pennsylvania Avenue. But even here there's nothing as original as you. Even here there's nothing as original as you.
The Sadler Brothers, nothing as original as you. It is 5:18.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Ever walk into your basement and see this? Okay, maybe it doesn't sound like an old cartoon episode, but bowing or cracked basement walls are serious signs of foundation issues. Hi, Brent from Tri-State Basement. We have multiple professionally engineered solutions and can fix any of your basement and foundation problems. Call Tri-State Basement Repair today and ask us about our foundation repair solutions. Online at tristatebasementrepair.com.
Tri-State Basement Repair, 877.
Tri-State Basement Repair. Our family, helping your family.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the tastes that will take you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook.
And Boscobel Lumber is your small-town yard where service matters. From new construction to remodeling, let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. The Pirates beat the Brewers 2-1 yesterday. Luis Ortiz pitched seven strong innings, and the Pirates scored the win. Ortiz allowed one run on four hits with a walk and five strikeouts in seven innings. His only mistake was a second-inning pitch to Jake Bowers that Bowers sent to the seats in right center for his 12th home run of the season. Elsewhere yesterday, in the National League, Mets and Atlanta postponed. In fact, the next game is postponed as well because of the remnants of the hurricane. Philadelphia was a winner against the Cubs 9-6 as Philadelphia clinched one of the byes in the first round of the playoffs. St. Louis 5, Colorado 2, Arizona 8, San Francisco 2, and the Dodgers 4-3 over San Diego last night. In the American League, Seattle 8, Houston 1, Detroit 7, Tampa Bay 1, Toronto 6-1 over Boston. Baltimore beat the Yankees 9-7, White Sox 4, Angels 3, Texas 5-1 over Oakland. Interleague play, Cleveland 5, Cincinnati 2, Kansas City 3-0 over Washington, and Minnesota 8, and Miami 3. Games last night. In the WNBA, Alyssa Thomas had 19 and 13 assists to help Connecticut sweep Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever out of the playoffs, 87-81, the final score. And Minnesota was a winner over Phoenix, 101-88. The NHL preseason is underway. Tonight's NFL game has Dallas playing at the New York Giants. That's an update on sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
From the WRCO Lost and Found, found a hunting blind. And if you may have lost that along the area, the number to call is 608-604-7787. Someone has found that, 604-7787, if you might be missing a hunting blind. Well, right now, time to officially kick the day into gear with the original aerobic polka. Here we go. Wow, the All-Stars of Polka Land. They mean business. That was the Liechtensteiner Polka here on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. Good morning, friends. Thanks for joining us. 46 right now in Richland Center. We have our thermometer working. Yeah, it's a little chilly today again. Huh? Here's a waltz for you from Jack Green.
This morning my mind looked around and couldn't find a lie for why and where she stayed. If this is love, then Lord, I pray, let me fall out of love today. Her rambling blue eyes couldn't hide or deny that she had thrown herself respect away. If this is all there is to love, let me fall. That I'm so weak, but Lord, I'm not strong enough to stay. If this is all there is to love, let me fall out of love today.
The back of this truck, I warned you twice and now I'm riding you up. I said, officer, what have I done? He smiled and said, boy, you're having too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky or car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, never had too much fun. There was a fight Friday night at the Stumble Inn. Being an old Harley just had to join in. Next thing you know, we were both seeing stars. It threw us out, closed down the bar. I said the Long Branch is open, the night's still young, and we ain't never had too much fun. Too much fun, what's that mean? It's like too much money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty, with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. I'm a holy terror, a tornado, wind me up, turn me loose and let me go. Money, there's no such thing. It's like a girl too pretty with too much class, being too lucky, a car too fast. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. No matter what they say I've done, well I ain't never had too much fun. Give me the reins and let me run, cause I ain't never had too much fun.
Daryl Singletary on the Light in the Milk House show. Lots of sunshine today and lots of warm conditions around the Midwest. Today's high temperature near 80 degrees, clear tonight and 50. Right now, Richland Center, we're at 46 degrees. It is time now for Farm News and Markets at 5:30.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. Ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans in your field, harvest will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. At least two U.S. representatives have sent a letter to congressional leaders asking them to prioritize a new farm bill in the lame duck session of Congress. In the letter, Mark Alford from Missouri and Ashley Henson from Iowa say farmers don't have the luxury to wait until the new Congress to enact a new farm bill due to inflation, low commodity prices, and high input costs. The lawmakers are asking leaders to enact the farm bill passed out of the House Ag Committee in late May or similar legislation. In a press conference Wednesday, the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said a farm bill reauthorization is one of his top three priorities for the upcoming lame duck session. A new board for the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture has set its priorities for the coming year. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson reports from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
NASDA President and Arkansas Ag Secretary Wes Ward says there are long-term concerns about the farm economy.
The ability to be financially viable into the next year, and that also ties in very nicely, adequately with timing of the farm bill discussions as well. And so there's been a big push throughout the U.S., throughout the agriculture industry on just the importance of the farm bill and trying to get that done.
NASDA Senior Director of Public Policy, R.J. Carney, says all eyes are on the upcoming presidential election.
The lame duck session is going to really fill in what needs to still be accomplished going into 2025.
From Indianapolis, Indiana, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The chief ag negotiator in the office of the U.S. Trade Representative says he's optimistic Mexico's decree banning genetically modified corn imports will be overturned. Doug McCaleb tells Brownfield he expects a panel decision in favor of U.S. corn producers soon.
Things are on track for that case to be wrapped up. We're looking for a decision coming out here as we move into the fall. And I know our producers are very much looking forward to seeing that decision come out.
Mexico's ban was issued in early 2023. And the U.S. Trade Representative filed a dispute settlement under the USMCA last August. A livestock economist says breeding inventory is a number to watch this week in the quarterly hogs and pigs report. University of Missouri professor emeritus Scott Brown.
We've continued to say kind of sideways. I've seen some estimates already that would suggest breeding inventories below year-ago levels.
He tells Brownfield this week's report will provide some insight on where the industry is headed in the next 6 to 9 months.
Productivity continues to push overall pig crop still higher, but we'll wait and see what we get out of that report.
One pre-report survey projects the U.S. hog herd to expand and is anticipating the largest September 1st inventory since 2020. The report comes out this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
Kitchen remodels are a popular building project. At Harchi Lumber, they can design a new kitchen layout and offer the Craft Made and Merillac Classic line of cabinets. But cabinets aren't only for the kitchen. Spruce up the storage space in your bathroom, craft room, home office, or even as an entertainment center. Finish off your cabinets with a countertop that meets your needs and matches the decor. For all your cabinet needs, call 608-985-7207 or stop at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business and a strong performance for cash hogs. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been slow to develop this week. Bids were elusive again Wednesday. Asking prices did surface at $185 live in the south, but still weren't floated in the north. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime later today or sometime into Friday. At the Ozarks Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were $2 to $4 higher. Steer and heifer calves were $6 to $12 higher, with spots of $16 higher. The USDA says demand was very good on a moderate supply. The market was very active, with the best demand that has been seen in recent weeks. Quality was above average with several larger drafts of longtime weaned and vaccinated calves. Medium and large one feeder steers, 706 to 748 pounds, brought $245 to $251. Feeder steers, 870 to 885 pounds, brought $234.75 to $239. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 707 to 737 pounds, brought $235 to $236.75. Box beef closed sharply lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice was down $372 at $298.17. Select closed $359 lower at $283.28. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, down 5,000 on the week and down more than 6,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed mostly higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors, for the most part, were more aggressive in their procurement efforts and were bidding up to move needed numbers. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 50 cents with a weighted average of 77.04. The Iowa Minnesota closed $1.55 higher with a weighted average of 77.96. And the Western Corn Belt was up $1.16 with a weighted average of 77.54. Pork values closed firm, up 14 cents at 94.10. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and down more than 2,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher. Feeders were up, waiting on the week's direct business to develop. And lean hogs ended the day mostly lower, waiting for Thursday's quarterly hogs and pigs and cold storage reports from the USDA. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Make your home better this year and bring the best of the outdoors inside with Larson. Buy now and save up to $100 on Larson storm doors at All American Do It Center. Larson products are quality built with energy efficiency in mind. Stop by today for a great deal from Larson and find out how you can save up to $100 at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Direct cattle business was quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You were made for farming. So is Stein. Each year, you look to make the most of every opportunity and define success on your own terms. Stein Seed Company is right there with you. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are up, expecting more harvest delays in the southeastern United States. November beans are up 11 at 10.53 and a quarter. January was 11 and a quarter higher at 10.71 and three quarters. December corn was up 3.5 at 4.15 and a quarter. March was 2.5 higher at 4.33 and a quarter. Live cattle were mixed and feeders were up ahead of direct business. October live was down 15 at 183.05 and December was 7 lower at 184.32. October feeders were 22 higher at 246.02. And ahead of Thursday's quarterly inventory and cold storage numbers, October hogs were up 35 at 82.47. December was down 7 at 74.90. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Why ag and forestry are good for conservation. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Without farms and forests, conservation programs would have a tough time making progress in this country. As Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Robert Bonney says regulatory approaches to conservation have their limitations.
We know that regulation typically does a pretty good job of stopping bad things from happening, but the fundamental question we're confronting when it comes to climate smart agriculture is how do we encourage producers to adopt new technologies, new innovations? How do we de-risk those things?
In fact, says Bonnie, the how matters as much as the what.
There's actually broad agreement on the importance of conserving natural resources in agriculture and forestry. Talk to landowners, talk to producers, and they will tell you about their deep commitment. But the how matters a lot. How do we do it? If it feels dictated out of Washington, D.C., if it feels stifling, it feels regulatory heavy, it won't work.
Bonnie says working lands like farms and managed forests can contribute to conservation efforts as well as public lands do.
If we're going to be successful in climate, we need U.S. agriculture and forestry, and we need them to stay in business and to be economically viable.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. Don't miss a minute of World Dairy Expo with Expo TV. Subscriptions available at worlddairyexpo.com. A key U.S. trade official says a new agreement with Chile will help improve market access for a number of U.S. cheese and meat products. Doug McCaleb, chief ag negotiator in the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative, says the agreement confirms a mutual understanding that U.S. producers of meats and cheeses will not be excluded from the Chilean market.
There have been some efforts underway recently where the European Union and others have been trying to corner the market on certain names of products. You know, we here in the U.S. have been making high-quality cheeses like Parmesan and mozzarella for decades upon decades.
According to the U.S. Trade Representative, the agreement gives U.S. producers the opportunity to grow their businesses and to supply Chilean customers with specialty cheeses and meats using certain terms, including cheddar, gouda, provolone, prosciutto, and salami. The deal ensures that current and future U.S. exporters of certain cheeses and meats will continue to be able to use those terms in Chile going forward. McCaleb tells Brownfield Chile has been a key trading partner for the U.S. for decades.
Quite frankly, this agreement can serve as a model for several other negotiations we have happening underway right now around the globe.
Cash dairy prices continued their slide Wednesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 59.5 cents. Blacks down 1.5 cents at 217.5. Barrels down 11.75 of a cent at 242.75. Butter down 4 cents at 289. Non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.37.75. I'm Nicole Haslip with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. We have another online-only auction getting ready. Keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
5:45, 15 minutes before 6 o'clock. This morning's forecast, lots of sunshine today. We have about 80 degrees to look forward to today. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 50. And Friday, sunshine at times and a high of 80 degrees. 46 right now, WRCO Radio, as we see the temps drop again pretty consistently in the 40s this week. We had one 39-degree day that was earlier this week. Right now, again, 46 degrees as we start out Thursday, September 26th here on the radio. Good luck with your chores.
You come home from a bad day and your face shows the worry. You sit in your chair and you stare at the floor. She says, "Hun, what's the matter?" But you ain't looking at her. She just turns away. She won't ask you anymore. Now it's sometime after dinner, and she's sitting at her dresser. You come out of the shower, she's brushing her hair. She can see that you need her, and you do the familiar. It's the same old quarter hour and no words to spare. I show me a man who don't talk to his woman, and I'll show you a man whose woman I can steal. I don't care how you meet her, I don't care how you do her. If you ain't talking to her, you ain't doing what I'm with. And it'll be just her and me in some dark and smoky corner, 'cause you didn't heed my warning, and she's seeking what she needs. I'm sharing all my world with her, and Lord, she feels important, 'cause I'm listening to her sorrow and applauding all her dreams.
Shepherd on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 12 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock. We'll get Tony's take on the weather in a few minutes here. And we also have lots of exciting stuff, homecoming stuff going on at River Valley, Riverdale this week. We'll have volleyball from Riverdale tonight. And we'll be on the air with the River Valley School Fair coverage tomorrow morning as well. So it is that time of year. And in terms of recent fairs at River Valley, it may be one of the warmer ones coming up tomorrow, with a temperature of 80 degrees tomorrow. Watching it on the radio. Here we go.
I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out and no one could see, over the airwaves, the world came to me. I'd go through the stations till I found a game. I knew how they played by the sounds of their names. The sluggers hit homers, those pitchers threw smoke, and I watched it all on my radio. At the crack of the bat, I knew how far it'd go, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. We'll be right back. marched through the static till I found the beat. The Beatles and Creedence, the Stones and the Birds. You should have seen all the groups that I heard. And on Saturday night, when the skies were all clear, a station from Nashville sometimes would appear. With steel guitars and soft southern twang, the stars of the Grand Ole Opry would sing. And I had a seat on the very front row, and I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio. And around about midnight, some preacher came on to tell me what's right, to tell me what's wrong. And there was a test at the sound of the beat. It was only a test, the voice would repeat, and the national anthem would sing me to sleep. I had a 6 transistor when I was a kid. Under my pillow, I kept it hid. When the lights went out, no one could see. Over the airwaves, the world came to me. And I had a seat on the very front row. I watched it all on my radio. I watched it all on my radio.
Lionel Cartwright on WRCO, and I watched it all on the radio. Well, let's check out forecast details. We'll do that in just a little bit. More features along the way, including your chance to win and qualify in the Go for the Green or Gold Civic Media statewide contest. We'll give you another word you can use to text in between 7 and 8 this morning.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including Macintosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the beautiful early fall weather conditions will continue with temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees above normal through the weekend. Really a very dry pattern as well with high pressure locked in across the upper Midwest and northern plains. Now, moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Helene will be tracking north through the Mississippi Valley to start the weekend. Could bring us an increase in the high level cloudiness, but it looks like any showers will stay down into Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, although a few light ones might work up toward Kenosha and Racine, especially Saturday. Otherwise, dry weather lingers into early next week. However, there will be a strong cold front marching through Monday night. Behind that, we should catch a batch of chilly fall air, at least for a day or two, in the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Lots of sunshine and warm with a high of 79. Variable wind becoming east at 3 to 6. Mostly clear tonight, low near 50. Tomorrow should be sunny or partly cloudy and warm with a high near 80. Northeasterly wind 5 to 15. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy. Highs reaching the upper 70s with a northeasterly wind of 8 to 17. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny, low 52, high 78. Monday, mostly sunny, still unusually warm for late September, low 52 with a high of 79. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, low 52, high 64. Wednesday, a chilly start, otherwise mostly sunny and pretty nice. Low temperature in the upper 30s with a high near 69. Enjoy that sunshine out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strives to provide excellent customer service every day. Excellent customer service is meeting and surpassing customers' expectations. What we expect from our bank may vary depending on our role in life, but we all need our bank to be willing to listen and understand. And on those occasions, when time is of the essence, to be ready to make a decision quickly. If a tractor, skid steer, washing machine, refrigerator, truck, table saw, computer system, or who knows what needs fixed or replaced, excellent customer service means being able to get an answer and have a loan processed in one day under most circumstances. It's what a hometown bank does to keep hometown businesses, farms, and homes running. Put Richland County Bank's hometown commitment to work for you and then enjoy the peace of mind that comes with excellent customer service. Try it. You'll like it at Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Current conditions in Richland Center were at 46 degrees. Yesterday's high was 78. Well, the record high for September 26th goes back to 1986. It was 86 degrees. Record low, 29 in 1966. Last year's high was 68 and the low, 60. Sunset will occur at 6:52 this evening. Sunrise time will be at 6:54 coming up for this morning. Right now, the air is calm. The barometer is at 30.05. It's on the upward trend. No precipitation today. 59 at midnight with a little fog out there. It is 46 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This weekend marks the sixth week of the high school football schedule. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for football game of the week action on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Friday night, homecoming football. Lancaster plays at River Valley. The Arrows and the Blackhawks. Kickoff time, 7 o'clock. The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show kicks it off around 6:40. And don't miss football Friday night between 10 and 11, recapping all the scores. This is WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully